If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I shared this example earlier by speaking to my colleagues on Kaya Drive that in a 5 kilometer radius from where we are here at Kaya House on Jan Smuts Avenue, I can identify at least 3 Click stores nearby. Maybe 4 Woolly stores, and that is telling because it tells us about the level of reach and the enhanced and growing footprint of retail stores in South Africa. And this comes on the back of a trade intelligence report. That's the Corporate Retail Comparative Report, which highlights that over the last 5 years, South African retail stores have opened on average 1 store per day in South Africa and the continent, resulting in at least just under 25% growth in store footprint. To tell us more, we're joined by Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence, Andrea Slabber. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Andrea.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
As I read this report, Andrea, I literally sat and I thought this is very practical because not only do we get a chance to speak to the CEOs on the shows when we speak to them on company results, and all of them have alluded to increasing their footprint, but just as a South African consumer sitting where I am today, I can count multiple stores and brands that I have access to just by the location that I'm in. But help us contextualize this research and the data that it reveals.
You know, it's something that is so interesting. At Trade Intelligence, we study everything that's happening within the retail industry, specifically around the FMCG or the grocery industry. Mm-hmm. And over the past 5 years, just observing the store footprint increase has really been incredible. And you keep asking the question, like, when will we reach saturation? And we're definitely watching that space. But something that's enabled the growth in terms of store numbers is the fact that the retailers are actually focusing on opening smaller stores so that they can actually distribute their network wider and reaching new territories that they haven't really actually been in. And I think just your example of where you're sitting and counting the number of Clicks stores, for example, Clicks is always focusing on customer convenience or convenience for the shopper, and how they deliver convenience is by expanding their store footprint closer to people's homes. Mm. But by opening smaller stores, it actually sort of fragments the retail industry, if that makes sense. So if there's been a reduction of these big stores, and when new stores open, it's likely to be smaller stores.
Got you. Smaller stores is the model, and of course, enhancing distribution, as you mentioned. But help us understand who's leading the pack. I use Clicks and Woolworths as an example, but ShopRite appears to be in the front line here.
Definitely. I mean, ShopRite has really shown tremendous growth and innovation over the past 5 years. I remember it's exactly about 5 years ago when they changed the strategy. And it became very clear that ShopRite is watching and observing how the environment is changing and adapting their strategy to really serve the South African retail industry, the consumer, and trying their level best to bring the right offer to satisfy our households. And I think they've done a tremendous job. I mean, certainly the biggest innovation that we've seen over the past few years have been from them. And we are very excited to see how that's still expanding.
I'm glad you highlight that, because typically for many of us, when we think of ShopRite, we also think of 60-60, right? And the plethora of scooters that are on our roads on a day-to-day basis. Many of these stores, especially those in the FMCG space, as you say, ShopRite, Pick and Pay, Clicks, Woolworths and Spar, typically have also prioritized e-commerce. So are we finding that these strategies are working in alignment, or are they still aggressive in terms of bricks and mortar?
And they're quite aggressive in both, I must say. So the in-store experience, I mean, if we look at the ShopRite group of stores, the in-store experience is obviously something they're investing in. Definitely we see that in the Checkers store with the whole feel of shopertainment. It really feels like an experience walking through those deli-like areas and food service areas. But at the same time, they're investing significantly in expanding e-commerce. I mean, if we have a look at the past year, turnover growth in the total corporate retail or modern trade space was at about 7.7%. The ShopRite group itself grew by 12% in terms of turnover. So definitely shows that they are a cut above the rest, hey? Yeah. But ShopRite also reports that from an e-commerce point of view, their 60-60 sales have increased with 58%. So those numbers definitely speak. I mean, the e-commerce component certainly is a lot smaller than the rest of the huge footprint across the ShopRite group. You know, where the e-commerce specifically speaks largely to Checkers, 60-60. And if we look then through a different lens and look at ShopRite, we have to consider all the trading brands, Usave, Checkers, ShopRite Retail. Last year, they also opened those ShopRite cash and carry wholesale stores. Yes. So a lot of really interesting things that they're doing.
And that's important as well, because as you say, the stores are getting smaller. Yes, they might be distributing a lot more, but there's a keen focus as well on discount stores, which I guess also plugs in the gap for us to understand how they're trying to speak to our pockets as consumers, where essentially we're tight.
Definitely. I mean, the previous conversation about the two-pot retirement fund withdrawal speaks volumes. I mean, last year, Trading Intelligence did research, and we were so surprised to see that between 2023 and 2024, about 10% of all South Africans across all the income groups took out personal loans to keep their households going and also to buy food. Mm. So it comes as no surprise that people felt they had to dip into their retirement savings just to keep things going. Initially, I mean, the conversations were about that money being applied for education for children and also obviously looking at debt repayments. But further studies have shown that it's definitely also used towards consumption or keeping the household going. So joining the dots to the Boxer and Usave stores being discounters is definitely those stores understand that South African shoppers are cash strapped. They need good value, and that's why there's such a big appetite for the discounter model to grow. And we've certainly seen some exciting developments this year.
Andrea, I guess as we close off, in sharing this information, not only with us as consumers, but with the plethora of clients that you speak to, help us understand what this data reveals, not only about the trends in the South African economy, but even our behavior as South African consumers. Will we be able to fill up all these stores essentially?
Gosh, I mean, that is a really good question. At the moment, we are doing exactly that. I mean, towards the end of last year, we were so surprised to see strong growth in terms of volume growth. So real growth coming through from the general dealers or the grocery stores. And a few things helped consumers to actually invest in feeding their households to a greater extent, I suppose. Because we had the interest rates coming down from the end of September. Inflation hit a 14-year low by October last year already. The two-pot retirement withdrawals obviously played a role. We see more people are actually applying for credit. Consumer confidence has increased, so people are actually willing to take out loans again or to use their credit cards. And certainly a lot of that money has really filtered into the grocery stores. So that's a big factor that increased the growth towards the end of the year in the retail stores. So bottom line is consumers have been spending more. And I think there's lots of environmental factors that are just providing a little bit of leeway in terms of household growth spend on groceries.
Makes sense. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. We're looking forward to what the next 5 years reveals and if we'll keep up with this growth rate or perhaps if this might lead to the improvement of the performances of these companies. Thank you again, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Andrea Slaber, who's the Insights Lead at Trade Intelligence, helping us contextualize the large number of shopping stores that we see. Not just the stores, but rather even the retail companies themselves. ShopRite, Pick and Pay, Clicks, Dis-Chem, Woolworths and Spar are the companies that have been featured in the Corporate Retail Comparative Report. And this indicates that over the past 5 years, these South African retailers have opened on average one store per day in South Africa and across the continent. When you put it into that context, it's, it doesn't boggle the mind, but it really also helps you understand not only how these stores continue to gain increased volumes in terms of customer growth, but even when you think about your own location where you are right now, the 5 kilometer radius, how many Woolies stores can you access? Clicks, maybe Dis-Chem, even ShopRite as well as a spa. And coupled with that, these are also the key stores that typically make the anchor tenants within the shopping centers that we see. Those of you in the retail property space would be well aware that these are the anchor tenants that we as everyday consumers flock to, and as a result, increase foot traffic when it comes to particular shopping centers and retail spaces. So things that all speaks to how business is interconnected.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.